Play on, play it. Play on, play it. Yo, Dre, drop the verse.
It's going down, fade to Black Street. The homies got at me, collab creations. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, a dog couldn't catch me. Tell me who could stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet, giving them orgasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor with the homies Black Street and Teddy, the original Rough Shake.
So we've had a fun-filled day of checking out a new bar. On top of having lunch, it is now 6:29 and we have been lunching since 3. So we're pretty happy.
And more importantly, the Lions are playing the Packers right now.
They are on TV in snow.
The game is on in the background.
Loving it.
Not that we're paying attention to that because we're here to do a show. So, hey, milestone, kind of. It's episode 20.
What?
No, no. We've done this for 20 weeks in a row. 20 weeks.
We're almost eligible for drinking.
We can vote. We can serve in the military. Can't drink yet.
Next show. We'll be
25. We'll rent a car. We'll go somewhere. We'll do the show.
We've been drinking all day. You did not.
We have not been drinking all day.
No.
So let's talk about. Okay, so unfortunately, because of my fucktardedness, we were not able to watch any screeners this weekend. I forgot them all at work. My bad.
Loser.
Fired. But this week did hail some movies that you saw and I didn't see, and some movies that I saw that you didn't see.
I know. Kind of funny.
So let's start with you. Okay. What did you watch?
Arbitrage.
Richard Gere's independent movie. I know it's about, he's a Wall Street broker, correct? And he's trying to keep his family together. Is he guilty? Is he not guilty of crimes?
No, I just think he has bad management, actual bad management money skills. So his company is literally broke and he's in the process, basically selling it for, I don't know, 200 million, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And until that goes through, he's broke.
Okay.
So in the process of doing that, other shit is going bad, and that he's trying not to have the other company who's about to buy him find out about.
So
including killing his girlfriend. So
okay, well, I didn't expect that.
Yep.
So this movie is pretty much from the point of when he's broke to the point of when he sells the company. That middle area of what's going to happen.
He's living lavishly. It's a kind of a bad time for this movie to come out because
is it an Occupy Wall Street movie?
It
kind of in that vein.
No,
of
it's Mitt Romney's life.
Okay,
I imagine this happening in Mitt Romney's life. I don't know, every other day.
So he has 5 kids and lives in Utah. And
yep, in many houses. rich. His wife doesn't care if he cheats. Blah blah blah.
Oh.
But take care of me.
And so life.
As soon as he seems like he can't take care of her, she's right in there to blackmail him from the get-go. So.
Yeah. 99 problems and the bitch is one.
Ex-wives. Go figure. But,
okay, so did you like the movie? How,
I did. It literally came out. Here's what's weird. In this type of movie, you expect him to come out not on top.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes out on top. It's the shifty deal that you think is going to go bad because it's going to teach the big guy that he can't
spoiler
do that.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. And he comes out fine.
So I'm going to assume, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm going to assume that you seem, and we've never had this conversation that I can ever remember, but you seem to be kind of one of those women that was or currently still is a Richard Gere fan. Yes? No?
Yes. Totally.
So how's he doing? Was the acting good? Was he?
It was great.
Did he deliver?
It's Susan Sarandon, his wife.
His wife, right.
So,
I knew that.
Yeah, no, it was, they both did great. Hers was a very minimizing role. It was
pretty much her career at this point.
Stop.
No, it's true. I mean, it's not the Thelma and Louise 90s.
Right.
But, but my point being is that so is his. He's not
he's
delivering.
He's still hot.
Yes, I get that.
I do. You know,
Silver Fox. Yes. Richard Gere.
Whatever.
But what I'm saying is that acting wise, I mean, okay. So given all the conversations that we've had talking about Denzel and Flight and this and the other thing, did Richard Gere deliver a performance in which people are going to recognize it this year?
No.
Okay.
It was a great performance. It's the movie. It's not his performance. It's fine. However, they didn't. He's just acting. It's like I could see him acting like this every day.
Right.
You know, I mean, it wasn't something.
Which is the problem.
Yeah, you're rich.
He got nominated for an Oscar when he did Chicago, and when he did Chicago, he was not himself.
Right.
He was a cartoonish figure of himself. Right. So I could see why he would get nominated. But for the most part, Richard Gere just plays Richard Gere.
He's rich. Yes, he's rich and a businessman. Okay.
Since the point of being the shat on soldier in An Officer and a Gentleman, when he goes, I got nowhere else to go.
This is actually Julia.
The Pretty Woman?
Yes.
Oh, so he's the same character.
He's literally that character, but now you're looking at his business problems. And his
Actually, so it's that character years later.
Yeah.
And Susan Sarandon used to be a whore. And now they're married.
Sure.
It's Pretty Woman too.
He could have been married in Pretty Woman. Who knows? That's what he seemed like.
Should I watch it?
Yep. Absolutely.
Should other people watch it?
Absolutely.
Okay. I, on the other hand, did not see an independent Oscar movie this week. I saw a mainstream movie that I'm proud to say, and I use the quote very loosely, I was one of the first public audiences to actually see this movie. I didn't know that when I went to the screening.
Interesting.
So I saw Jack Reacher, Tom Cruise's new movie this week. Let's just jump off of this before we even get into the discussion about Reacher and the movie itself.
The character, yeah.
Let's talk about your bias. You don't like Tom Cruise. You're not the only one, by the way. The new roomies were on board.
Good.
Okay, so just very briefly, launch into your reason why you don't like Tom Cruise.
Pretty much it was his public display, number one on the Oprah thing of jumping on that whole thing.
Well, that was just being an idiot.
Lunatic.
But that's not your problem.
No, my problem
is... The real problem was...
When he...
2 weeks later...
Basically berated...
Attacked
two people. Attacked, number one, the news person that he was speaking with, who's very well respected.
Was it Matt Lauer?
Not an asshole. Yes.
Or Katie Couric.
No.
It was one of the two.
It was Matt Lauer.
Okay.
It literally attacked him as if he was an asshole and attacked Brooke Shields as if she was an asshole.
Right.
So,
okay. So
you're done to me.
So, no. Okay. So let's lay the ground story.
Well,
so the ground story was at the time. This. No, but just in case they don't, let's remind them. Brooke Shields was going through postpartum depression. Her and Tom Cruise were friends in the past. She wrote a book that essentially said
she had to take medication to stop the depression.
For whatever reason.
Not forever.
And for the record, I've never seen the interview. I've only seen highlights.
Oh, okay.
But my knowledge is I don't even know, and you could probably bring this up better than I can. How the fuck did Brooke Shields even come up in an interview? Because at the time he was promoting War of the Worlds, right?
Right. They were talking about it had to do with his religion and what that related to as far as Western medicine.
Okay.
So,
and so he used Brooke Shields as an example.
He literally pulled that out. I don't know if Matt pulled it out or he pulled it out, but one of them pulled it out. And as soon as that came up, he was very angry and disrespectful. And it was like, you know what, fucker? When you have a baby, when you push a baby out of your ass, you let me know how you feel afterwards and shut up till then.
So without the bias attached to it. So, yes, that is why you don't like Tom Cruise.
I don't like. No, he's done to me. You're not a good human being. I don't even care. I'm not going to give you money. Because
no,
you're a bad human being.
Okay, so wait. So that being said, You that will not see Tom Cruise movies until they're free.
Until they're free.
You have no issues watching the movies. You have no issues watching the movies.
He's a great actor. Great actor.
You just won't give him money.
I will not give you money.
Okay. Now, just kind of on a brief tangent, and we don't have to spend a lot of time talking about this, but in that time frame, there was a shift in his publicist. And this is kind of an interesting sort of backstory to Hollywood, how Hollywood works. So his publicist prior to the Katie Holmes jumping on the couch and the Scientology drug thing, his publicist was very, no, let's not talk about that. Let's focus on your career. Let's focus on your acting. We don't have to talk about your religion. I believe his original publicist was actually his sister. I could be wrong. Somebody fact check that and email us, but I think it was originally his sister. Shit changed, and his new publicist that came on right around that time was very, you know what, let's talk about the religion. Let's make you the front runner, the face of Scientology. And him being him, you know, I don't know Tom Cruise. I've heard very a wide array of stories of people that interacted with him. All of them have been positive on one level or another. So I can't speak for him, but his new publicist said, let's go Scientology. And my take on that argument is, and I'm only playing devil's advocate, was his goal was to talk about, you know what, you don't need drugs. You can do it this way. Maybe there's an alternative.
Had he said it that way?
No. That's what I'm saying. That's
I'm all
what
right
saying.
With that.
What I'm saying is
if you're
that,
saying I'm a fucking idiot for taking aspirin, then you can suck my dick. I don't know what to say about that.
No. And that's exactly what I'm saying. It's publicist. Bullshit. It's not his own ability to.
That was his opinion coming out of his face.
I think they gave him an uneducated, we're going to take the reins off. I know. And by the way, Cheryl's given me the dirtiest fucking looks on the planet. I'm just saying, it's like, look.
How does that excuse anything?
No. I'm not saying it excuses anything at all. I'm just trying to explain the behavior of jumping on the couch is no
he
one
gets to be himself.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
How funny. This is how you be yourself, and how much I hate yourself. It works for me.
Okay, so before we jump into the review of Jack Reacher.
No. I just want to end one more thing.
Sure.
As far as my hatred for Tom Cruise, I have read every L. Ron Hubbard book there is.
This is true.
And
this is
I am not brainwashed, people. No. You don't have to get brainwashed. You can get something out of the books. But you know what? He also wrote a lot of fiction, which I loved his fiction.
I love the fact that you've read the books because you have a very astute understanding of Scientology.
Yes,
from the
in
books,
the beginning.
From the books.
In the beginning, before
not
it became this
version.
Crazy fucktard shit.
Yeah.
I understood. It was back when it was just sensical. And now they became Catholic. And so now I can't stand them.
Right.
You come to that level.
Full on and, religion, but not
right,
really.
No, it's not.
Because it's still not
it's
public.
It's not. And L. Ron Hubbard made a joke about this fucking shit before he died, so.
And going back to my own fucktardedness, we would have had a whole lot more to say about this had I remembered to bring The Master this weekend, Paul Thomas Anderson's movie about, loosely based on L. Ron Hubbard. That was the whole conversation I wanted to have this weekend.
Yes, it doesn't matter.
I really wanted to watch the movie.
I know enough about it. I'm not worried about making the wrong opinion, so whatever.
But I was gonna, okay, so one point that I want to make before we jump into talking about Jack Reacher, because you and I have a lot to say about this movie, is I kind of want to point out one contradiction. I don't know if this is contradiction, but sort of given your history of You're Done to Me, one of the things that I found fascinating.
Don't forget to spit. You forget to spit when you say that.
Oh, yeah.
You're done to me.
Yeah. Sorry. You're not a gypsy.
Or Jewish.
Yeah. By the way, happy Hanukkah.
Annie Hoozle.
you do not have the same attitude towards Woody Allen, who you despise. I do. Personally.
I do.
You more so than I do. I mean, I will.
No, you love. You have a crush on Woody Allen.
Absolutely. So. I'm a Woody Allen apologist. I will explain away everything. But you still watch the movies.
Oh, absolutely.
And I mean, and that's,
you know,
saying,
what? That's the thing. Tom Cruise is a great actor. I am not denying that. Nobody denies that, which is why I watch his movies for free.
Right.
It's an entertainment, people. They are in entertainment. However, I'm not going to give you money for being an asshole.
Right.
So I can watch you for free. That's
Wait
fine.
A minute. So would you actually...
I would not pay for a Woody Allen movie
really?
Either.
Okay.
No.
Well,
I have not paid for a Woody Allen movie. Oh, I don't know. Since he slept with his daughter.
Not his daughter. Let's not get into that. Wasn't his daughter. Wasn't his daughter, people. Mia's
That's
daughter.
Manny Fonseca daughter. At Mac.com. M. Fonseca.
No. It's Breaking in the Biz at Gmail.
Breaking in the Biz.
Wasn't his daughter. Wasn't his daughter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He never adopted her. He didn't give birth to her. Mm-hmm. She was 22.
She was not living in his house as his daughter.
No. We've Googled this. We're not going to get into this. Okay. Yes. So let's get back to Jack Reacher.
Okay.
So you are an avid reader of the books.
Yes.
You've read all of the books, most of the books?
Most of the books. I think I might have missed a couple, but not many.
Me... I am unfortunately not an avid reader, so I only knew about the books from the movie. I found out about the books after the movie.
And I want to say, people, this is opening Manny's eyes to a
Absolutely.
Lot of writing tips. When you read a book that's that well written, and this series is very well written.
Very well written.
I mean, just think about the tips that you're going to get on dialogue, on character.
Well,
on...
and that's ultimately what I want to talk about. So you're getting
Sorry.
Ahead. You're getting
Sorry.
Ahead.
Sorry.
So the movie itself, I saw the movie... at a screening this week. I thought it was fantastic. I think he did a good job. I think there were things in the movie in terms of an action movie that I've never seen before, which is very rare.
You said there were like three things in the movie you've never seen before.
That you ever see something new in an action movie, even if it's just a move.
Right.
Like a
certain
flip
fight move.
Or, yeah. So that was utterly refreshing. The storyline, nothing new.
Now, does it make you feel bad when mm-hmm. when you see something like that in a movie? Do you go, I want to think of a new fight move?
Oh my God, all the time.
I want to invent a new escape scene.
There was this move, and it's going to be very hard. This is radio. So it's going to be very hard to describe this. But there's a move where his bad guy swung at him with a roundhouse right. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody imagine fist flying right hand. He ducks down, goes under into the armpit, and takes his elbow and hits the guy in the back of the head. Using his momentum, so he's moving forward, he goes under, boom, boom, back of the head.
Him.
Right.
Right.
And as he's moving back, he steps back and takes his foot and kicks his knee out. Now he's moving Sweet. Forward and down on the ground.
Yeah.
And it's so basic. Like, I can see doing it 1,000 times, but I've never actually seen that move in an action movie. I've never seen that move.
Which is hysterical. That's hysterical to me because I took martial arts.
You did. And yeah, right.
The first thing they said was just break their knee and run.
Right.
Just that's it. Don't you're not going to stand there and have a 15-minute fight with the person.
And that's
fucking break their knee and run.
That
run.
Is, you know what? That's the beauty of the character, which is born out of the books, but also what
yeah.
Tom Cruise.
But does he pull it off?
Yes,
in the
absolutely.
Fact that he should be running.
No,
as
no.
the age he is at in as in shape as he is, should he be trying to do the one move and run? Is like he's
well, no, but that's my point. Is that out of all of the action movies, you get these very extended fight scenes. But what was so great about Jack Reacher is that you don't get those. It's an elbow to the head, kick to the knee, sarcastic comment. Really? You going to come back at me? Really? And then he does, and then he takes him down, kick to the groin, whatever. It's not a fight scene. It's a...
Which, obviously...
It's a realistic, I got five guys surrounding me, I gotta take this guy's knee out, I gotta take this guy's face out, I gotta take this guy's nose out, and then I'm good. It's...
Smart character.
Right, absolutely.
Smart. Just
which,
smart.
Okay, so now let's... okay, so you don't like Tom Cruise, but I'm telling you...
You told me he did good.
You did good. You got to see this movie.
But you're reading the...
As a fan of the book. As a fan of the books. So yes. You're a fan of the books.
Yes.
So I just started reading the books Thursday. So I'm three-quarters away through the first book.
Tom Cruise does not portray that character for me. And we came up with other people who could
Bruce Willis. I also read trivia, which it's Hollywood, so you don't know if this is actually true or not. But I think Will Smith was talked about.
Absolutely.
I think Will Smith is talked about for every role.
Yeah, pretty much.
Even James Bond. I mean, no, he's always talked about.
You know
about.
What? He can play old wise. That's no problem for him.
Clive Owen, Eric Bana.
So... That's what I'm saying. Tom Cruise would not have been.
Okay, so
not my hatred of Tom Cruise, but it's not the character.
Right. Okay. So let's talk about that. So there was controversy with this movie coming out. Jack Reacher in the books is 6 foot older, and like 250 pounds. Tom Cruise comes in at 5'7". Yeah. And that was the biggest complaint that fans of the books had when they heard that Tom Cruise was casted as Jack Reacher.
Right.
Now, one of the things I thought about when I actually watched the movie was fans of Interview with a Vampire, including Anne Rice, came out publicly and trashed Tom Cruise's casting as Lestat. She then saw him perform Lestat and took a full page apology ad out in the Hollywood Reporter.
Saying, I read that book three times.
Mm-hmm.
He was a perfect Lestat.
Oh my God. Agreed. I read the book too.
Seriously. No, that's. I think, just because I hate him.
No, but here's the point: is physicality aside.
Yes.
He lands that character.
How I have from reading a book, you put an image in your mind about what the character looks like, and whatever you write on a page about a character, that's what I should be able to do. I should be able to see your character and get it. I get what he looks like, what his demeanor is.
He's
old, gruff. He doesn't look scary.
No.
But don't fucking cross him.
And that's what's interesting, because I went into this movie with the complete reverse. My only Jack Reacher was Tom Cruise. And then I went back and started reading the books. And
how's that going?
You asked me specifically, do you see Tom Cruise in this role? And my answer is, yeah, with the exception of his physicality.
It makes a difference.
I completely agree.
There are times in the book where it's just him standing there that says something.
Right.
And 5'7", you're not saying anything.
No, but the character's reactions and his demeanor.
No,
I
know.
There.
I'm sure he could pull off acting like Jack Reacher. No, I get that. But
okay.
Unfortunately.
So let's get to your point.
Okay.
There are two things that I kind of want to bring up. For whatever reason, I can't remember why I started this, but I actually started reading the Alex Cross series, which I haven't read before. And I think I had read Kiss the Girls like a long, long time ago. But I don't remember it.
Mm-hmm.
So I read Along Came a Spider. I read Kiss Girls. I'm trying to read them all in order. And then I went to go see Jack Reacher. I decided I'm going to switch off because the third Alex Cross book is about a killer who brutalizes children. And he does so graphically.
very.
It's not a fun book to read.
No, but brings the images. Okay, again, no,
that's why it's not fun to read.
Okay, one of the reasons that I've been pushing Manny to read this kind of shit is
this is what I do.
Look, yes, this is what you're supposed to do, and I know everything can't be translated into screen, but this is the kind of images you need to be sending to the person on paper.
Absolutely,
you read this, and this is the image that goes to your brain. That needs to happen for it to be interesting.
Well, I went to go see Jack Reacher, and then I found out that that's a 17 book series.
Mm-hmm.
There are 17 Jack Reacher books. I had no fucking clue. The movie is actually based on the 9th book, so there's plenty to read. And what I love about the Jack Reacher series is that they're all told in first person, and the language is fantastic. I told you the other day, there was this line.
He literally called me and said, I just need to read you this line. He read a passage from the book to go, oh my God, is that not so well written?
There was one line, which was such a throwaway line, but as a screenwriter. So the setup of the story is Jack Reacher's on a prison bus. He's being taken to prison. And they go through the prison gates. They pull up to the door where they're going to drop off. They're going to transfer the prisoners from the bus to the actual prison. So he's on a bus. The driver turns the bus off. And the line goes something like, the vibration and the clatter fall away to silence. And it was the ultimate way of describing how once you turn the ignition off on a bus, it doesn't turn off. It.
So normally, if you said that badly, it would be somebody saying to you, take that fucking line out. But the fact that it's said like that.
And it created
you need a
feeling, feeling in, because it's not
you
just
know
about
you
the
were
visual.
Sitting on that bus for 3 hours and going, now your ass is not vibrating anymore.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Says everything.
It's amazing.
And reading such a visually creative book is, I mean, how can it not help your screenwriting career?
Exactly. I mean, obviously.
I'm stealing that line. I will find a reason why somebody's on a bus.
And that is coming out.
And,
right now,
and the bus turns off.
Yeah.
I already got it. I thought of it at lunch.
Yeah. No, but obviously you can't write. We talk about this all the time. Books have more leeway as far as how much they write. So, but you know what? It doesn't mean you can't learn anything from that to take tidbits away of, God, that's an amazing way to say that.
Well, and here's the beauty thing. The beauty of the Jack Reacher series is that Jack Reacher, because he's telling the story in all first person, he's describing it. He's describing everything.
Yes.
Everything that he sees and hears, he describes.
Which is nice.
Which is a visual for a screenwriter. Yeah. We can, like, look, if he's walking through the middle of town.
You are literally picturing the movie when you're reading it.
No, there's
you
no.
You are literally picturing
because
him
he's
doing
describing
that.
Everything.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And by the way, much like Stephen King, he describes too much. There's a couple of times where it's like, I don't need to.
He gets better.
No, I know. I'm only in the first book.
Yeah.
I'm only three quarters of the way through the first
book. You know what? And that's for me, that's an amazing thing to see too, is to follow a writer from book one to book 17.
Oh, absolutely.
And go, wow, seriously. You can see where you grew here.
So what I'm ultimately excited to, now I'm a fan of the book series, and I'm going to continue to read the book series, and that's going to inspire me to write something. What I'm really excited to see, and there will be a podcast in the future of this, a follow-up of once the Jack Reacher movie comes out in the video store,
and you watch it,
we can re-examine.
Oh, we don't have to. Did he
do a good job? You know, there's going to be a follow-up.
I'm pretty sure I'm comfortable on how he did.
No, but I just...
You can't pull off being 6'4" and 230.
No.
You just can't.
No. But it's the sarcasm and the wit. and the deadpan.
He can't play Django either. So that's how that works.
Well,
miscast. No, that's.
By the way, you can't say that after Tropic Thunder. There have been white actors who can play black actors quite well.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's change gears. There's some stuff that we have to talk about this week.
Fucked hardness, right?
Yeah, unfortunately. I don't even know where to start. This is so fucked hearted. It irritates me to no end.
We're not going
to
say name.
No, we're not going to mention names.
But okay.
I would like to say that this person has been talked about before.
We can do a show of hands.
Yes.
Show of hands, everybody. Okay, you all heard that Manny is not going to probably do any more pitch fests.
You want to start with that one?
Oh, which one did you want to start with?
I was going to go with the 4 weeks out.
No, let's start with that. I want to get that in.
No, you brought it up. That's going to be the main focus.
Okay.
The fucktard one.
That's way worse.
Yes. Okay, so the first fucktard of the week was a person, which, by the way, I don't actually remember the name. I'm sorry. My bad. But apparently they listened to the show. So, you know who we're talking about. Heard that a comment about the fact that I might not be doing Pitch Fest anymore. Which is true. I don't know what's going to happen. But I kind of feel
okay,
done with
stop
that.
Stop dragging it out. Anyway, the guy said...
The guy writes me and says, I heard you're not going to be doing Pitch Fest anymore. Hey, would you like to take a look at my one sheet? Fan of the show, people.
Do we need to even say anything about this?
This is why I would love to do a show in front of a live audience.
Yeah,
because I want somebody to yell out, like, really?
I know.
Really?
They would all be going, oh, no, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Ninja, please.
Any hoozle. No, let's move on to the other one.
Okay.
This is a super, oh, my God. Here's advice. I don't know anybody who would take this, but okay.
All right. So I'm going to go into a little bit of detail here and I'm going to.
No.
No, let's talk about it. So I was talking to a writer who I met at the last Pitch Fest. And in the conversation, she started bringing up things that happened, and we've talked about this before, where Pitch Fest happens on a Friday, classes happen on a Saturday. I go on a Friday, I have no idea what happens on Saturday.
And now Manny found out, unfortunately.
And I found out.
Unfortunately.
So this writer tells me that, okay, quick tangent, sorry. But this is also a Pitch Fest where I asked for about 20 scripts, and out of the 20, I got 5. Of the five who didn't send scripts, there was a couple of other people who were like, you know what? I found out a whole bunch of shit. I'm not going to send it to you. I need to rework it, blah, 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 blah.
So you got late.
No, I still haven't gotten them. Five.
How many scripts did you get on time?
5.
They came on time and
within being on time, meaning within a week.
Okay, that's fair.
So what I found out from this writer is that the person who was organizing this Pitch Fest, which, by the way, I've shat on before for being a shitty Pitch Fest. Don't care. Cheryl's making a no. This is Bridget.
I'm making a face of bad business decision, Manny. Don't mention that. Thanks.
I don't care.
Okay, moving on.
She apparently told writers on a panel on Saturday to not send your script out right away because it makes you seem desperate. I once waited 4 weeks to send my script.
And how many scripts has she sold, I wonder?
Zero.
Right.
Oh, by the way, she's not even in the industry.
Here's the thing. Script
she's an
writing
editor for
is not
a screenwriting
dating.
Magazine.
It's not dating.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter what
there's
you
no
don't
desperation.
Call the
I didn't give
day.
You the fucking
oh
number. I gave you the fucking number. Don't call me too quick.
We are talking about business. This is business. If somebody asks for a proposal, you're going to wait 4 weeks to
wait
give
a minute.
Your proposal.
Wait a minute.
Because you don't want to seem desperate. Really?
First of all, let's go off the screenwriting thing. I'm sorry, the dating thing.
Okay.
I got your phone number in a bar.
Mm-hmm.
I walk out on the sidewalk and I call you and I say, hey, remember 5 minutes ago when I said we should totally date? That's desperation. If you pay money for an event where you're asking people to read your material and the person says, yes, I would like to read that, and you send it an hour later, that's not desperation.
That's called business.
Business.
Savvy. When somebody has been sitting at Manny's table and literally emails him
at the
table,
he
leaves
which
the
has
table,
happened. Which has happened.
Manny goes, dude, that's awesome.
Yes.
You respect that person more. No,
I'm
I don't respect you
it.
Because you blew me off for 4 weeks. I am not a girl that you're trying to avoid so she doesn't think you're too desperate. No, that's stupid. Stupid.
So here's
so we want to go punch that girl in the face, but other than that,
here's the other thing that is a catch 22, and this is kind of the main problem with these events. You go and you pitch on Friday. Let's say this is your first pitch fest. You've written a script, you pay your money, you go to pitch fest on Friday, you take your gamble. You're probably horrible at it because you've never done it before. You create interest because let's say hypothetically, your idea is kind of an interesting idea. Not the greatest, but it piques interest.
Okay.
So then on Saturday, you go to the second half of the event that you paid for. Now, everyone on Saturday has nothing to do with Friday.
Right.
We're executives.
Right.
We just got asked to come in for the day.
Right.
We're professionals right. looking for a script. We're right. there to find a script.
Everybody else is just there to speak.
Absolutely. So you go in on Saturday and a whole bunch of fucking self-proclaimed gurus tell you, well, here's what's wrong with your script and here's what you need to do and here's what you need to work on. And here's this the other thing. And by the way, none of these fucking people have ever sold a script. They have their opinions. They have ideas. And by the way, I just want to state this right now.
I was
going to
say that too.
This is our opinion and our idea. We have yet to be proven wrong, but this is just our opinion.
Correct.
So these people influence. Now, I also want to point out that we're not.
This show is for entertainment purposes only. We cannot actually read your future.
Okay, that's actually pretty funny. And fuck Aaron Rodgers, who just scored a touchdown. Sorry.
Oh, Detroit 14. Wait.
No, they just scored, so it's 17-14. Right. Fuck Aaron Rodgers.
Jesus.
Anyway, what were we saying?
We were
no entertainment purposes only.
Yes, entertainment.
Yes,
purposes.
No. But here's the thing: is that
not sue us for taking this advice?
Well,
actually,
but here's
you should take our advice.
Yeah, it's not entertainment when we're right.
Yeah, I know. No brainer.
These people, you pay a certain amount of money. Let's say hypothetically, you're going to pay $600 for a pitch fest a weekend. The $300 on the forefront go to your first day, which goes to pitching, which is bringing in outside help.
Right.
Okay.
We got
so
that.
The second part is paying for your classes.
Right.
And then those classes are going to tell you
everything
why you shouldn't
you did
do
wrong
right,
the day before. Which,
so,
okay, obviously, Manny and I already had this discussion about why would you not give the classes the day before the pitch fest?
Right.
Duh. That's just duh. But here's the reason why. Because now they took the class, they will pay for the next pitch fest
yes.
to come and try those out.
Yes.
So, duh. That's why they did.
And
not good for the people,
How do we create a world in which we
are actually helping people?
Helping people and not
fucking
raping
them over
their pocketbooks.
Yeah, I know. I know. I agree.
You know what?
That's one of the reasons I love doing this. I don't feel bad about what we talk about and how it's our opinion. And yes, we know it doesn't matter that much, but you know what? Nobody's paying for this. It's your option. Turn it off. If you don't like it, turn it off. So
I'd like to do a class. I'd love to do a class where it's just, but again, it's that thing where it's like, look, a very specific writer told me that she was going to take this class, this web class in January from this guy. And it cost $500.
Yeah, but okay. So what's the guy given?
I don't know. Okay. I have no idea because I haven't looked it up. Okay. But $500 for a class.
So what was his opinion that you didn't think this was a good deal? What did he say
that made you feel thing?
Like this? That doesn't what?
No, because his thing was half right. He was half right, half wrong.
Okay.
The half thing that he was right about was if you have shitty coverage, that's like having shitty credit. That was his analogy. If you have shitty credit, anytime you go around the town and you have shitty coverage, you're not going to be taken seriously.
Bad rep.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That was a horrible analogy because right. What he's talking, who he's talking to is newbies who don't have coverage. Coverage is only
they're not
done
even there yet.
Coverage is only done by people who are interested in the scripts.
So is he just talking above their heads? Is that what he's
no.
trying to do?
This is where he's wrong and he's right. He's wrong because newbies, the people that are listening to us, the people who interact with us on a daily basis, the people who go to PitchFest, don't get coverage. Coverage is reserved for, I'm an executive.
We all know that. Nobody's listening to us has probably gotten coverage, right?
No, they paid for coverage. This is what I'm saying. The actual coverage. Right. Actual coverage is, here's how it works. Here's how coverage actually works. I'm president of production of X, Y, and Z production company. Agent from WME sends a script over, says, hey, this is right up your alley. President of production says, yeah, you know what? That sounds right up my alley. Gives the script to an intern. Can you write coverage? Because I don't have time to read the entire script. Intern writes and coverage.
I understand that. Okay.
Yes, I know, but our readers, listeners don't.
Okay, yes, they have heard that before. And listen, there's the other kind of coverage is the one you pay for.
The one you pay for.
Which means nothing.
Which means nothing.
Means
exactly.
Nothing.
So when this guy says you have shitty coverage, yes. But
you had to get to an executive at a studio to actually get that rep.
Most people don't get that.
Okay. See how that quick that came? Yeah.
Right. So, he's on that level.
In the class, he's on that level. And they're not even there yet. would they appreciate more of a lesson on lower?
I'm not going to name his name.
Okay.
And I'm not going to name the one movie that he sold.
Okay.
But he's selling advice based on the fact that he wrote one movie that sold.
Did you tell me the movie?
I did.
You did?
It keys into an earlier subject.
Did I laugh?
Scientology.
Oh, okay.
He wrote one of the top 10 biggest flops ever in movie history.
Cool.
And now he's out there charging you $500. Yeah. That's the only movie ever sold.
It's awesome.
Biggest flop in movie history.
It's awesome.
Now he's selling a web series for $500 a pop. And you're supposed to listen to him because he sold a movie.
I feel like you're advertising it. I think you should stop talking about it.
No, I'm shitting on it.
Yes, I know that, but
people, if you don't get this, I am shitting on that person. Fucked her the week.
Okay.
So, that's pretty much really going to wait. Okay. You're going to advise people to wait 4 weeks.
Do not wait 4 weeks. There is nobody in business that will tell you it's good to ignore a client for 4 weeks. Nobody will ever tell you. that's the best advice.
No.
So if somebody's saying that, you should probably run away screaming.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do not listen to those people.
No. Be responsible. That's insane.
And yeah, and that's coming from somebody who reads scripts and
it's two people who read scripts. Responsible. No.
No. We ask for it. Again, it goes back to what you're saying. It's dating. We're literally asking you for your material.
Everybody wants to be on time with whatever they're responsible for. Everybody Absolutely. Wants that.
And that actually sells a person, because part of the problem with Hollywood is that no one's ever on time. Right. So if you can actually deliver.
Are you really going to be there?
Right.
Oh, okay. You really gave those 3 pages rewrites? Oh, right. That's right. Cool. No. Yeah, that's a bullshit dating response.
Yep. We want you to actually be
on top
this is
of
what
shit.
I want. Yeah, on top of your shit. All right, so anything more to say about that? You had a lot to say about that.
Yes. I was very upset about that. Stupid. It's just very unbusinesslike, very unprofessional. I would find it. In any business.
And that's how most people should find it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Any hoozle.
All right. So I think that wraps it up.
It does.
Let's go watch SNL from last. Oh, fuck that. Let's watch our Lions game.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're close.
About to tie it up.
It's very close.
Okay, wait. Let's commentate. Hansen back for the field goal with 9:02 in the third. A 46-yard attempt by Hansen.
But this is a goal for Green Bay.
And the kick is good.
Holy shit, tied.
Good.
Tied?
Yes, tied.
Wow.
Hansen.
Dude. All right.
On that note, all
it's
right,
people. The third. We're out.
I don't know, we're okay. Good. All good. Right, people.
Peace out.
Till next week.
In full effect, Tamika in full effect, Blaze in full effect, right. Ain't nothing going on but the red, play on, play it, play on, play it, play on, play on, play on, play on, cause I like it, right. No diggity, no doubt, Black Street Productions, we out, right. We out. We out.